It was a line rider's cabin, used for cowhands to escape the bitter weather when searching for wayward strays. It had fallen into disrepair, as no one had time for the upkeep required. Joe hadn't seen any indications of wayward cows or calves in the snow. Clicking his tongue, he guided his mount back into the woods toward the line rider's cabin. "Might as well investigate," he thought. "I might even find out why my traps are going missing." Chestnut didn't appear happy to be moving away from home and his warm barn. He snorted his displeasure. "I agree, boy," Joe said, tucking further into his coat and wrapping the pelts tighter around his shoulders. He thought about the pot of coffee he left warming on the stove and hoped it wouldn't take too long before he could head back to his little cabin nestled in the woods. Joseph was convinced that there was a trespasser as the scent of burning pine rose through the air, punctuated by roasting meat. Rabbit, if he wasn't mistaken. As they closed the distance, the sound of the axe became louder. It wasn't a steady ribbon of sounds, more of a hit and miss, peppered by light grunts. He broke through the clearing and stopped short as he spied a small figure bent over to lift a piece of wood and place it back on the stump. The person hadn't seen him yet, so he stood at the corner of the trees and watched them for a moment. When they stood upright, he realized it was a woman, not very tall and completely not dressed for the weather. She lacked a hat and any type of proper coat. Instead, a thin gray shawl wrapped around her shoulders and crossed over her front before being tucked into a brown skirt that was covered in patches of different calicoes. Dark brown hair, flattened from the heavy snow, stuck to her skin. Ungloved hands pushed the wet strands away with blue fingers, revealing skin that was mottled red from the cold. Joe could see white clouds form as she took a deep breath before reaching down to pick up the wood, exposing worn boots held together by string wrapped around the toes. She lifted the axe once more over her head and brought it down with all her might. The wood split into two pieces, and Joe chuckled as she did a little dance in the snow. The woman was not from around here. There was no way Ingrid or Weston Chapman would allow someone to just live in their cabin and not make sure the person at least had their basic needs taken care of. He nudged Chestnut forward and cleared his throat to make the woman aware of his presence. The woman spun around with a shriek, her skirt trapping her legs as she stumbled forward with the wood in her hands. She let loose another loud scream as she fell towards the ground with a thud. Joe slid off the horse and released Chestnut's reins, rushing to the woman in three enormous steps. Kneeling in the snow, not caring about the cold seeping through the wool covering his legs, he grabbed the woman by her shoulders and gently lifted her up, brushing the ice, mud, and debris from her shawl. "Are you all right?" he asked, concern evident on his face. The woman took deep breaths, the cold rattling in her chest. She nodded, unable to speak, her eyes wide as she took in his appearance. Joe gave another chuckle. He probably looked like a grizzly bear coming off the horse and approaching her with furs covering his shoulders. He, unlike the woman beneath his gloved hands, knew what the weather could do to a person if it caught them unaware.